Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Hall of Fame, presented by Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. Tonight, the Hall of Fame brings you Walt Disney and his gang. Yes, they're all here. Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Hello.
The three little pigs.
Hello, everybody.
Pluto the pup. Clara Cluck. Donald Duck. And all the others. And here's the original Silly Symphony Orchestra in a medley of Silly Symphony tunes featuring the voices of the original characters. First, the three little pigs and the song which swept the world. Grasshopper and the Ants.
Now the good book says the Lord provides. There's food on every tree. I see no reason to worry and work. No, sir. Not me. Oh, the world owes me a living. The world owes me a living. You should soil your Sunday plans like those other foolish ants. Come on, let's play and sing and dance.
The Waltz from Lullaby Land.
Everything nice and all be fine.
dancing line for girls and boys. You'll find all of childhood joy in love island of an
Nothing but a nothing from the Flying Mouse.
You're nothing but a nothing. You're not a thing at all. To be a bat's a bum thing, a silly and a dumb thing. At least a bat is something. You're not a thing at all.
Pigs might say, who's afraid of the big bad wind? Who's afraid of the old hard water? Who's afraid of pots and pans, dishes, mops and brooms? Wind, weather, housework. Defy them with Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. No matter how windy or cold the weather gets, or how much housework you have to do, you'll never have to worry about rough, red, chapped hands again if you use Heinz regularly. It's almost magical the way Heinz makes raw, sore hands stop hurting and starts right in to heal the most painful cracks. Let the children use Heinz on their chapped faces and hands and on their red, raw knees when they come in out of the cold. Heinz eases the drawn, dry feeling that makes the skin burn when children come indoors. You know, when children's hands are rough and chapped, dirt gets ground in and the skin looks grimy no matter how thoroughly it's scrubbed. But if their hands are softened and healed by Heinz, it will save a lot of unnecessary suffering, and they'll be easier to keep clean. Hand lotion fads come and go, but for 60 years, women have looked upon Heinz as the one dependable protection against chapping, the tried and proved way to keep hands smooth and lovely, even in the bitterest weather. For in addition to its healing balms, Heinz also contains cosmetic ingredients, which beautify the skin and keep it young-looking. And now, it is my privilege to introduce the personality behind all of the world-beloved Mickey Mouse and Silly Symphony. Ladies and gentlemen, Walt Disney.
That's enough.
Whoa!
Thanks, gang. Hello, everybody. How'd you like to be the father of my family at Christmas time? I mean, did you ever try to pick out a Christmas necktie for a horse? Or rubber boots for a young duck? Don't worry, Donald, you'll get your boots. Bless his heart. Well, we'll hear from him later in the program. No, Donald. Nice little fellow. Now, our program tonight is to be a surprise party. It's the gang's Christmas present for... Donald, put it down. I told you not to bring that pop gun to the studio. Yes, you. And don't point it at people. Boys will be boys. Yes, the gang has gotten up the entire program by themselves. They've named it quite appropriately the Christmas Stocking. And each one of them has put a surprise for us, Donald, in the stocking. Donald, put it down. Donald, don't point that gun at Clara Clark. Why, if it went off accidentally, you'd hit her. Yes, I'm sure. Give it to him, Clara. You bet she wants a fight. Sing him, Clara. Let him up, Clara. You win. That's enough. You got just what you deserve. Shame on you. And if you hit anyone else with that gun, I'll break it right over my knee. Yes. Donald, give me that gun. Give it here. So you don't think I meant it? Well, I'll show you. There, let that be a lesson to you. And from now on, I want you to be a good duck. Say, Mr. Disney to you, Donald. Donald, just one more word out of you and I'll call the boogeyman. How? Why, I'll just clap my hands three times and they'll pop right out at you. Okay, I warned you. Here goes. I guess we got rid of Donald Duck for a while. And now Miss Minnie Mouse will take the first surprise from our Christmas stocking. Here she is. Donald, where'd you come from? Well, what do you want now? No, Donald, not now. Wait for your turn. Donald, give me those bells. Oh, I don't want to fight. But if I hear any more out of you, I'll sell you back to Joe Penner. Well, there goes Donald, and here comes Minnie.
Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Minnie, I hear you have a big surprise for us in the Christmas stocking.
Uh-huh. Open your mouth and shut your eyes.
Oh, no, not with Donald in the studio. Just tell us what the big surprise is.
It's my two little birds, Jenny Wren and Cock Robin.
Are they going to sing for us?
Uh-huh.
Minnie's going to play the violin while her two birds, Cock Robin and Jenny Wren, sing the love duet from their new silly symphony, Who Killed Cock Robin? And I might mention that this is our first mystery thriller. We defy you to guess who killed him. In fact, if you even suspect who killed Cock Robin, we'll give you Donald Duck. All ready, Minnie?
Uh-huh. Wait till I give my birds a kiss. Sound your egg, Jenny Wren. Hey, no, no. Higher, Jenny, higher. That's right, precious. Come on, Cock Robin. Hop up on Minnie's violin. Get your pitch. Listen. Oh, that's perfect. All right.
Splendid, Minnie. I'm sure your little birds will be a sensation on the screen.
Oh, thank you, Walt.
And while we're on the subject of pictures, I suppose you know that from now on all of Mickey's pictures will be in Technicolor.
And will Mickey's pants be red?
Yes, indeed. And I think it's about time his face was red, too. Let's get him up here to the microphone.
All right. Yoo-hoo. Oh, Mickey. Come on and bring your pig.
Okay, Minnie. Suey. Hello. I got a surprise. Many birds are okay, but I got something better than that. Wait a minute. Hey, wait till you hear my singing pig. First, I gotta get him in pitch. Well, that's good enough. We ain't so particular as many. Presenting Mr. and Mrs. Patty Pig.
Mickey, that was beautiful.
Oh, he ain't heard nothing. Hand me that bucket of frogs, Minnie.
Huh? Here it is. Oh,
she's afraid of frogs. I'll catch him. I got one. Hold him, Walt.
Yeah. Steady, boy. Is there a blotter in the house?
Hey, where's my tree frog?
Here he is, Mickey.
Thanks, Goofy. Introducing the Mill Pond Brothers. Hopple, Turple, and Purple. Must have been something yet. Well, here they are.
Well, the old songs are always best. But let's see what the orchestra can do with a brand new tune called Heidi Hades from A Silly Symphony, The Goddess of Spring. thought you'd gone home.
We just went across the street to get a soda. We've been listening to the program.
Have you? How am I doing?
That's our surprise. You're simply awful.
Same old silly pig, always clowning. Well, pigs, now that you're here... Oh, Donald, please. Oh, Donald, I said no. Give me that cowbell. Well, pigs, what have you got to say for yourself?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And a busy and prosperous New Year, Professor.
Pigs, this is the time of the year we forgive our enemies. I want you to call the big bad wolf on the phone and wish him a Merry Christmas.
I wouldn't feel safe unless it was a long-distance call, sir.
No, no, that's not the Christmas spirit. The poor wolf is down and out, friendless, and he's hungry.
Uh-oh!
What's more, the big bad wolf is a fellow actor. He's always given the best he had to the cause of Grandma.
Oh, Grandma! What big eyes you've got!
I'm serious about this, Pig. Really, I am. I'll dial his number, and you wish him a Merry Christmas. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Here he is. Take the phone.
Hello? We're the three little pigs.
Yeah? So what?
We want to sing you a Christmas carol.
Oh, fine, fine. I'll be right over.
No, you stay where you are.
But I'd like to have you boys for dinner on Christmas. In fact, I've been counting on it.
I was afraid of that.
Well... Where are you now?
Never mind. We just want to sing you this Christmas song. Listen.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. We just got you on the phone because we want to say, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just the same foolish little pigs. They'll never learn. Holy mackerel, what's that? Oh, Donald, for heaven's sake, stop it. Terrible. And anyway, the three pigs have just finished singing that. I'm sorry, Donald, you're too late. No jingle bells. And now, here's a real surprise. Grand Opera. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with the greatest pleasure that I unveil the All-American Opera, written especially for this broadcast by Miss Minnie Mouse.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Thank you.
The principals will be Princess Leonora, sung by the Barnyard Nightingale, Madame Clara Clark. The role of Don Pepico will be sung by Pluto the Pup. And Manrico, the Duke of Lysol, will be sung by Donald Duck. All right, overture. Our scene is a moonlit garden. It is spring. On a balcony overlooking the garden stands Leonora. She is in love, deeply in love. She sighs. She stretches out her arm. The moonlight has enchanted her. A song of love is on her lips. Leonora stops. She sees one of her lovers approaching. It is Manrico, the Duke of Lysol. Leonora greets Manrico. The other lover, Don Pedico. Shoving Manrico aside, Don Pedico pours out his heart.
Hot words lead to blows. The lovers draw their swords. They come together. It is a battle to the death. Manrico and Don Pebico both fall to the ground, mortally wounded. Leonora rushes to the ground beside them. She realizes that she has lost both her lovers. So she takes out a vial of poison and drinks it. Then she tries to revive the lovers so they can all die together. She bathes their wounds with Heinz honey and almond cream. They open their eyes. They see Fair Leonora sinking to the ground. She is breathing her last. Her heart is pounding. All three are dead, but they struggle to their feet and sing as they have never sung before. She was trying so hard to reach that high note, and she laid an egg.
Wishing you all a merry, merry Christmas. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Mickey Mouse and the other famous Disney characters. Screenland Magazine is offering prizes in a contest of letters telling why you like Mickey Mouse. You'll find all of the details of the contest in the February issue of Screenland Magazine, which is now on the newsstands. The Hall of Fame is presented by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream, which throughout the bitterest weather keeps hard-working hands smooth and comfortable, lovely to look at and thrilling to touch. Next week, the Hall of Fame brings a return engagement of those two celebrated personalities of the screen, Charlie Ruggles and Mary Boland. The Hall of Fame has come to you from the NBC studios in Hollywood. John McIntyre speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.